Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about God's immutable word. Today, Paul will be talking about don't be shut out. Let's join Paul now as he teaches don't be shut out.
This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking and discussing about a vision and a dream that God has put in each and every one of our hearts, how God wants to nourish that dream, to nourish that vision, to where we can go forth and win souls for the kingdom. How God has placed in our heart a thing for us to do, how we can build on it, and how we can get it to make it a fruition where God can use it and bless it and be a blessing unto us. We talked a little bit last time about God's immutable word, where God had that made the covenant with Abraham, and he couldn't swear by nobody higher than himself, so he swore and made that oath and swore by himself. And the scripture confirms that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. And God does not break his word. God does not go back on his word. When God makes a promise, he stands and fulfills that promise. And today I kind of like to talk a little bit about don't be shut out. There are terms that describe the covenant promises of Abraham that we have examined during the past weeks. They are impossible, amazing, and awesome. And these promises are yours through Jesus Christ. But remember, just like an heir in the natural world must lay claim to their inheritance, these tremendous promises are only yours if you take possession of them. As you will learn during the coming months, one primary reason Israel was shut out of their promised land was because of unbelief. At Kadesh Barnea, God directed Israel to advance and take possession of the land that was promised through the Abrahamic covenant. Caleb and Joshua encouraged them to do so. But when the Israelites heard the negative report of the 10 of the 12 spies, their hearts were filled with unbelief. And you can read that story in Numbers 13, 30, and 33. How many times have we in our lives had a dream, had a vision, had something burn within our hearts, and we talk to other people about it, and we, you know, kind of shared a little bit about our dream or our vision, and all, here come the naysayers. You know, they discourage you. Oh, that's impossible. You can't do that. That's stupid. That's foolish. I can't believe you're thinking about that. And you hear so much negative that all of a sudden it shuts down your dream. It puts a fear in your heart, and you think, well, maybe this is not really real. Maybe this is not what God really called me to do. Instead of depending on the promises of God and going to the Word of God and praying about it, we go to other people and we let them bring the negative. And that's what they did here. Two of them said, no, we can go in, we can take this land, no problem whatsoever. God promised it, God told us to do it, let's go do it. And then the 10 of them said, oh no, man, there are big giants in the land, they'll kill us, they'll hurt us. And of course, everybody listened to the 10 instead of the 2. And you know what happened to the children of Israel trying to get into the promised land? Israel refused to believe Caleb and Joshua. They listened to the negative reports of the other spies, which shattered their faith. That's where we need to watch who we talk to and who we listen to, that they don't shatter our dreams and shatter our faith and make us not trust in the promises of God. They did not believe they could conquer the land. They refused to believe the promises of God. And Hebrews 3:19 declares that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Israel had all the covenant promises of Abraham. They had a scriptural foundation to claim the land, but unbelief shut them out. Why are the promises of the Abrahamic covenant not being manifest in the lives of many believers? Because of unbelief. The promise was given to us. The covenant was given to us. All we have to do is believe it, claim it. It is a promise from God, and it would be true. They don't believe these promises are for them. We have studied the tremendous promises given to Abraham and learned how they are passed down to us. But if we do not believe and act upon these revelations, we will fail to receive it. Just as unbelief shuts out an entire generation out of the promised land, it will keep you from taking possession of these promises. Unbelief shuts off the supernatural life flow of God. One of the saddest examples of people shut out from experiencing the mighty manifestation of God's promises is found in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus did mighty miracles everywhere he went. He healed the sick and he raised the dead. He opened blind eyes and cast out demons. Yet when Jesus came to Nazareth, his hometown, he could do no mighty works. And could there do no mighty work because they didn't believe in him. They wouldn't accept it. He saved a few people. He laid his hands on a few of the sick and healed them. But most of them would not accept it because of their unbelief. And that's in Mark 6:5-6. Jesus was not limited in Nazareth because his power or anointing had been depleted. The only thing that prevented these people from receiving the blessing of God was their own unbelief. The same way with us. The promises are there. They are for us. They are for you. They are for me. All we have to do is claim them and believe them without unbelief. You can't doubt it. When you go to God and say, "This is your promise you've made to me. I claim it." That's what God likes, and that's what God will build on when you trust him and believe in him. Whatever God says, believe it. Do not let unbelief limit God's work in your life or prevent you from receiving these promises. God can do anything. God is all-powerful. He can achieve and do anything if we would just trust him and believe in him. Do not let unbelief shut you up. If you have difficulty believing the promises of God, cry out as one distraught father did, "Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief." And you can read about that in Mark 9:24. That's all we have to do is call upon God and say, "God, I believe your promises. Help me not to doubt you. Help me to put my faith and trust in you. And I promise you, God will keep his word. He will be faithful to you." Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, how we are so thankful that you have given these promises to us, and that, Father, that we can build, that we can act, and that we can depend upon your promises that you have made for us. Father, I pray that you will be with each and every one, that you will touch everyone, and that will help us to believe in you. Father, if there's any doubt, if there's any unbelief, I pray that your Holy Spirit will remove it and help us to grow and to trust into your promises. Father, you are not slack concerning your promises, but you are faithful and true and just, and that you will come through with our promises that you have given to each and every one of us. Father, help us to build upon that. Help us to put our trust in your promises, that this dream, that this vision that you have given to us will become fruitful for you and for your glory. Touch each and every one that is listening to this, I pray. be with us all. And Father, we thank you for these promises. We thank you that you will help us in our unbelief and to put our trust fully in you. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty name, I pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, Don't Shut Me Out. Join Paul next week as he talks about Grasshopper Mentality. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful materials like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We would love to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teachings today. You can write or email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. You can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.